The ping pong table in the lobby confirms it. This is a startup incubator. The sleek-looking shared workspace is called Domi Station. It's just off the Florida State University campus.
So right now we're in the open lounge. It has a nice bar that usually has beer on tap for happy hour Fridays.
Ryan Kapinski comes here to run his startup, ShopX. It's an app that lets people make shopping lists by talking to their Google Glass eyepieces.
And as a startup founder, it really inspires me to really kind of disrupt the internet market, and that's not possible without net neutrality.
Net neutrality. Those words have been buzzing around the nation after a proposal by President Obama recently stoked a long-standing debate. The president wants the Federal Communications Commission to reclassify the internet as a public utility like phone service.
In plain English, I'm asking them to recognize that for most Americans, the internet has become an essential part of everyday communication and everyday life.
To keep internet content and traffic flowing freely, Obama wants the FCC to allow more regulation of service providers. Those are cable companies like Comcast and so-called internet backbone providers like Verizon. Kapinski says new entrepreneurs want those extra checks in place to ensure providers don't allow deeper-pocketed companies to pay to fast-track their web services to customers. In industry speak, it's called paid prioritization. Some have referred to it as creating internet fast lanes.
Because right now, since I have the same privileges on the internet, such as a Google or a Netflix, I can create a startup and within a year or two, I can have the same volume of traffic and still be a competitor. I have a fair chance at fighting the big boys. Now, when you have everyone in a different league where I have to pay up my way, that is not really scalable, especially as an early startup. You cannot scale when you have to pay up so much just for access.
The FCC's own open internet proposal would require providers to disclose their policies and prohibit them from blocking content. But critics have said it doesn't go far enough because it still allows paid prioritization. Florida State University telecommunications policy professor Steve McDowell says the Obama proposal to redefine the internet as a telecom service is generally seen as a more customer-friendly option.
In a sense, it's a different set of rules, but it's meant to promote competition and promote service and promote access.
On the other side of the debate are free market advocacy groups, including Associated Industries of Florida, whose CEO, Tom Feeney, says net neutrality is not in the best interest of Florida's economy. But Time Warner Cable board member and former New Hampshire Senator John Sununu says service providers do support net neutrality, just not the way the president is proposing.
This isn't about supporting net neutrality or not supporting net neutrality. This is about whether we impose harsh, expensive, draconian regulations that were designed 80 years ago on the modern internet.
He dismisses Obama's proposal as a liberal attempt to expand government power, and he imagines this worst-case scenario.
They could set prices for everyone, and price controls are the surest way to destroy any incentive to invest in new infrastructure, because you're going to limit the ability of any company, big or small, to get a return on their investment. That would be terrible for consumers, because less investment means less innovation and fewer products and services.
Sununu says net neutrality can be achieved without the public utility approach, and restrictions on paid prioritization are possible using a different legal remedy available to the FCC. The final FCC rule is expected soon, and if Obama's proposal is adopted, industry experts say to expect service providers to challenge it. So it could be years before Americans get an answer to the question, how neutral should the net be? For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.